That's all
that's... But there's damp spells, there's cool spells, and sometimes you know, you call it a dry spell.
If it's been dry for a long time, you call it a...
And then, we all glad to see it rain then.
Oh yeah, we're ready for it then. What about when you get up in the morning and you can't see across the road for a heavy mist?
Call that a fog.
All right. But sometimes then, in the winter, this fog settles on the ground and freezes over, and that's what kills your tomatoes is a...
I call that a kind of frost.
That's right. The frost when it settles down and dries.
That's right.
Right. When it's been sort of still and the wind hasn't been blowing, but it gets stronger, how do you describe that?
Well, sometimes it's a storm coming up.
Mm-hmm. Or if the wind's settling down and it's not strong, but it's getting weaker, how do you describe it?
The wind is
calming down.
Calming down. What do you call it when you have a lot of thunder and lightning?
Well, sometimes it's an electric storm, and sometimes it's just a, you know, coming off of where they have had a storm further over,
mm-hmm.
and we're getting part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, I call it tail end of the storm.
Yeah. If the wind's been very high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind
has blew.
And sometimes it does. Last night was one, did you
hear?
Oh, yeah. Just whistling around, wasn't it?
It was cold, too.
Makes you cold just to hear it when you're doing all that. And if the wind was coming from the south to the southward, how would you describe it?
Well, sometimes it would be southeast, sometimes southwest.
Depending on which way it was blowing out, wouldn't it? If it were cold enough for a lake to get ice all over, you looked at it the next morning, you'd say the lake
is frozen over.
Okay. And if it was going to do it tonight, you'd say it's so cold, I think it's going to
freeze.
What do you call this room in your house?
I call this the front part of it.
Okay.
Of course, I don't have no front room on this one.
About how big would you say it is?
This?
Mm-hmm.
You measured it when it's 12 foot this way. And
10 by 12, that's right.
7 by 12.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? 10 by 12. I thought it was more than 7. Why? Wow.
I remember that.
You see, when I find my rugs, Monolian,
mm-hmm.
I have to go by certain widths. I want it to go from wall to wall in them. And so that's the way I've come to know. And this one got to where it looked awful bad. And so my husband painted it, and then he waxed it, but...
It looks like a wood flower.
Yeah. You see, I can take a knife and mop that over, which it wouldn't done no good last week to have done it, and this week, because I didn't want him lying in here on the damn floor.
Mm-hmm.
I could have taken a mop and some just a lukewarm water. And this dirt ain't hard to get off. And just a little bit of my dishwater stuff. And it just makes...
Can you mop from your wheelchair?
Yes, I cook them.
Well, I knew you did your cooking in here. Yeah. You move the train around. Well, between the two of y'all make out real well.
Oh, yeah.